Blackstone Audio and Buck 50 Productions present Love and Gunplay by Kwan. This book is read by E. Kane. Prologue. K-Dog sat on the porch of his expansive farmhouse. It rested on 2 acres of land nestled in a dense area along the coast of Old San Juan, Puerto Rico. His lanky frame was slumped in a lawn chair, legs crossed, sipping cognac from a tall glass. They had spilled rivers of blood and burned bridges they'd never be able to cross again on their journey, but K-Dog didn't give a fuck. It was all or nothing, and everybody who wasn't of that thinking would be removed. Staring out at the land, he couldn't help but to wonder how he'd gone from a low project nigga with a chip on his shoulders to a king in his own paradise. He and his crew had just pulled a caper that was being talked about from the gutters of Puerto Rico to the bathroom stalls of Washington, D.C., Cruz was dead, and Papito was the new boss. All of this was made possible thanks to K-Dog. It was he and his crew that shifted balance of power in Puerto Rico in Papito's favor, and in return, they had been granted a seat at his table. They were all about to be very rich men, but K-Dog still felt unfulfilled. His plan had been successful, but it wasn't without its unexpected snags. The low growling of his pit bull Isis, who had been lying at his feet, drew K-Dog's attention to the path that led from the jungle to the farmhouse. Several figures had emerged from the brush and were making their way up the beach. There were fewer of them returning than he had dispatched, but K-Dog wasn't the least bit surprised. Their mission had been to capture what could not be held, and they'd failed, just as he expected. The soldiers were led by Justice. He was a burly but handsome man who had rock star features, but a street cat's demeanor.